Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. The word of the Lord says in Hebrews 11:6, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And the fact here that's very clear from the word is that unless we have faith, we cannot please God. It doesn't say if we do good things, if we try to be good people, or anything else for that matter, but the entrance to God, the only way to please God, begins with faith. We must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And he's not saying he rewards those who seek him here and there, who kind of think about him, but he says those who earnestly seek him. What are we seeking him for? What is it that we really are putting our faith in? It is in the promise that God has made through the Lord Jesus Christ. See, our faith is placed in the one who is pure. Our faith is placed in the one who was good alone, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith is that when we look to him, when we turn from our sins, when we turn to him and truly believe in the Son of God, that the promise of God comes forth, that the Lord Jesus would come in and dwell inside of us. You see, we can try again to do many different things. We can try to keep the word of the Lord. We can try to pray really hard. We could try to do a lot of different things, but nothing happens in our lives apart from the Lord Jesus. He is our hope. He is our hope of God coming in and living within us. And with God in us, when he lives inside of us, this is what becomes pleasing. It's God pleasing God. It's Jesus living in me. It's Jesus living in you. It's his spirit coming in. And now the spirit living and breathing once again as he did in Jesus on this earth. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. I'm praying today that faith would arise. I'm praying that God would open up our eyes and that he would touch us by the power of the Holy Spirit to come deeper into faith, to maybe examine our lives to see if we be in the faith, to see if we're trusting in our own works, if we're trusting in the fact that we're doing good today in comparison to yesterday, which has nothing to do with what God is calling us into. I pray today that we would realize true faith is in Jesus and in Jesus alone. So may we come to him today. May we look at our lives and examine to see, you know, as Paul says, to test the faith, to really see if our faith be true, to see if our faith truly be in him and in him alone. And I'm praying today that we would awaken to faith, that we would come to God and we would be a people pleasing to him. We thank you, God, for sending your son. Thank you for making a way that is only through faith by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.